your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
As if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
So, but anyway, this is Two Against Live. Oops. It's Two Against Live because now I started recording.
Oh, you just now started recording?
Yeah. So we're going to have this for the audio because I thought this was a good way to combine video and audio. Get two things for the price of one. Because we hadn't done a show in a while as far as that.
No, we have not. I don't remember when the last audio-only show we did.
It was either June or May. Sorry, Darren, we were muted. I was hoping Chris V would be here because I got a picture I was going to show him, but I'll save it for whenever he's in there. It's pretty funny.
He might come in here later.
Maybe. Also, we might not be here next weekend, but I was planning on doing something, so we might do something Friday night. Maybe a watch-along of some movie. I'll make sure it's not something super crazy, obscure, that no one can watch it.
I think it should be this one movie we're going to talk about, the one we watched last night.
Nah, I don't want to do that one. I don't want to watch it again, Dan. But anyway, I just, to start my list, this tells you how long I watched Tomorrow's War with Chris Pratt. That was an Amazon movie. It's a sci-fi movie.
That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was made strictly for Amazon or they just picked it up. Basically, they're picking up people from the past to fight this alien war in the future. And all the people they're picking up are ones that are actually going to die really soon. So if they die, it's not really a big loss. So Chris Pratt's a little upset about that knowledge. But anyway, it was a decent movie. So if you haven't watched it, I would definitely check it out. Also, just to jump ahead, watched another Amazon movie today that I've been wanting to check out. It's called Jolt with Kate Beckinsale. Basically, she's just like super angry all the time.
She's got intermittent explosive disorder,
which I probably have.
Which is a real disorder.
I know I have it, and. I'm getting ready to explode on Dana here in a second.
Well, it's not my fault these times.
Yeah, it is. Calling. It's your fault. It's all. I'm trying to get this mic over here so it's a little bit better, but...
Well,
come over here. We can do a duet. Come on, Saint. Get up here. Duet! But,
No, we can sing the Love Boat.
But, anyway, it's a decent movie, but as far as Jolt's concerned, yeah, she's got a problem. She electrocutes her. She got like a little electrode, so it kind of brings her down from the getting crazy. It's a fun movie. I'm not sure how it would have played.
Did you get to see her naked?
No, you got to see her back. I guess it was her back. Very nice back. I mean the backs. Show your back, Dana.
No.
I got your naked back right here.
I haven't got a bra on, so.
That's what I'm saying, a naked back.
I wouldn't.
But anyway.
Raise my shirt up.
Please. Raise your shirt up, Dana. I'll do mine if you do yours.
It wouldn't be a shock.
15 are watching this. And that's not including the bots I bought recently. So I mean,
people would leave if we showed my breasts.
My pec implants are coming in nicely. But anyway, Jolt's good. If you have Amazon, I'd definitely check it out. I did watch one movie. I've been trying to go back on my hard drives. I have four hard drives or something like that. With
Steve's got movies that he ain't never watched.
That's what I'm getting at. I picked a couple of movies to watch, and one it's like early mid 2000s called Hypno, and basically it's a Spanish movie.
I don't remember that one either.
No, Darren, I haven't heard of that, but I would definitely like to check it out.
Girl in Cabin 13.
Let me see if my live stream. Well, I ain't got the fucking settings. One thing I hate about my videos is for some reason it doesn't include the chat replay, which I think that helps a few percentage points. So, but yeah, I'll have to look that up because you know I'm into that. It's a new one. I like new ones. Hey, Darren, just I don't want to blast on here, but maybe me and you can collaborate on the new Eurocult so we can do it on the Patreon sometime. But, you know, no pressure, no worries. But anyway, what was I saying? Hip nose. You see how I spelled it? It says hip and nose.
I thought it said hippos for a second.
Well, I had no clue what this movie was. But it was this. It's a Spanish film, and they went to this young lady goes to a kind of asylum to help people out and stuff.
Oh, I think I do remember part of this one.
Yeah, and it has a lot of twists and turns to it. All right, Darren, cool. We'll collaborate. And listen, like Vanilla Ice said. We'll do that.
Brandon
Lee. We don't have whiners on here. No, Bran.
He wants to be on the live stream.
He's on it.
He's upset. No, he wants to be up here.
Well, I'm not picking him up. He's too heavy. Anyway, Hypnos. I don't want to give too much away, even though I know this is like a 15-year-old film. But it has some... I mean, I could tell what was going to happen, unfortunately, because, I mean, I've seen too many movies. But, anyway, it was pretty entertaining. The chick is beautiful, the main chick. But halfway through the film, she gets this really shitty bang haircut. And it's like, what the fuck? Why did you do that?
She thought it would look good.
But the next one I want to talk about, I got another one here, but Dead and Rotting. And this is like a really low-budget, early 2000s film.
I know.
With Debbie Rashan's in it. And she's kind of like the babe, kind of, in it. She's beautiful. What the hell? They did something. These three guys did something. And they end up killing her son. And she's like an old witch. And then she does some spell or something and gets young and hot and then, like, seduces them and then kills them and does some all weird shit. Right, Dennis and that. Come on, dude. Don't be doing that shit.
Can we get rid of this asshole? I'm not in here to be talked bad out.
Chris Hambrick, don't be talking about my wife. I mean, that's shitty, bro, dude. I'll give you one chance, and that's it.
And it's not a red hat, doofus.
It's a pink hat. But anyway. Yeah, that, you got it at an old Brentwood set. Well, you get to see some beautiful Debbie Rashawn boobies, so I guess that's one thing.
Does Debbie Rashawn still have boobies?
Well, back then she did. She's really, I mean, that's back when she was, I mean, obviously it's almost 18 years or so younger. But one I watched recently, which the lead guy died recently, was Stillowet. I forgot who wrote the it was, I think it was based on the book, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is
but
it Stiletto?
Stiletto, I'm sorry, you're right. It was Alex Cord. He was on the Airwolf show, and he did a few westerns, and even did Spadier westerns. There. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be... I don't know what you're talking about. If you're talking about Dana, then that's not gonna work for me. You don't...
He was unhidden.
Well, whatever. If you're going to talk nonsense, don't talk about my wife or anything that's regarding my wife. There's no red hat anywhere around here. Other than what
you... And Rocky Dennis didn't have glasses.
So, if you're going to talk about my wife, then we got problems. I'm not going to play games. But I want to keep everything positive. I don't know why people want to start shit. But anyway, Stiletto. Alex Cord, he died recently, but he's in this. And he's kind of like a killer for hire. It's a weird thing. At the beginning of the movie... This guy is raping this girl in the middle of the English countryside. And then I think Alex Cord saves him or something from being killed by the mob. And then so the guy owes him. And it's just a weird beginning to a film like this. And then he basically goes around and he gets ordered to kill people. And then, okay, Chris. Let's be good, man. Come on. Let's be positive. Or at least cordial. But anyway, it's an interesting film. I think it's been released by Warner, but, you know, it's not something super required to watch, obviously, but it was an interesting watch to see all the 69, 70s groovy stuff. Then I watched Dana bought the new Spit on Your Grave set that, and then I watched the documentary Growing Up with I Spit on Your Grave, which is a weird title for a documentary.
But I thought it was good. It was probably the most comprehensive thing you're gonna get on I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, I mean it was. I liked it. I mean, obviously it. Yeah, like you say, it dug into a lot of stuff that nobody saw, and you got to see a lot of private stuff. Especially
with Camille Keaton and Mary's Ark.
Yeah, when they got married and all these little pictures.
Saw their family.
He definitely was not a good-looking guy, or at least...
Mary's Ark, yeah. Now he's just an old dude.
Well, everybody's old, but, I mean, it's just that he could have... I mean, to get her, because she was... In that movie, she was smoking hot. I mean, beyond the bad stuff. But anyway, oh yeah, I watched another kind of, I think it's a Spanish film called I Am Toxic. Now I hope that these ain't being repeated, because maybe I didn't write them down. I'm trying to get, you know, and we'll go to Dana's here in a second, but I Am Toxic is kind of a post-apocalyptic film. There's zombies, And this guy doesn't really remember much, and he's trying to get somewhere, and he goes with this guy and gets in with this kind of family, and they're kind of crazy, and then chain him up and beat him up and shit. And then there's a girl there that doesn't talk, and then we find out that she's related to him and find out the backstory. I mean, it's not great, but it was pretty passable. Yeah, I used to do Letterboxd there.
You kind of lapsed. With
that, I kind of lapsed about 3 or 4 years ago. Because some guy got pissy on me because I said it was pretty good. And he was like, what the fuck was that? I mean,
he got mad because you wasn't descriptive enough or what?
No, I don't know. Come on, man. What the fuck are you giving me feedback on fucking Letterboxd?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't need...
Somebody's got way too much time on their hands.
You know, I mean, you're giving me critique. Either you see what I said or... I mean, maybe I try to be middle of the road sometimes because some things are middle of the road. Give me a second. My claw's coming out. But yeah, I mean, I Am Toxic is a weird movie. Like I say, I was trying to clear out the hard drive, watching a bunch of different movies. Then I watched there's a movie called Beyond Terror that Dana...
Yeah.
You were asking me about from Caudron Films. And, I think it's a Spanish film. But, it's a very weird film because it's kind of like the... Hey, Vader drone. I'll have to look those up because I can't recall them at the moment.
Oh, for November. I was going to say I could maybe talk about what I thought about September ones, but...
September ends. But, yeah, I'm not 100% sure about the November titles. I think I saw them, but right now a couple White Claws have caused some brain damage. But Beyond Terror, these characters are really not very... Oh, yeah, Phantom of... That one is interesting. I definitely would love to see a cleaned-up version of that because I've only seen stuff like on Joe Bob's Drive-In on the Movie Channel show that a lot, and then, of course, VHS, so that'd be interesting.
I hate to cut in here, but I recently rewatched that, but I watched a YouTube version of it.
Oh, my. YouTube.
I'm thinking I must have been watching a cut version because...
A cut.
Let me ask Darren, because he probably knows.
Satan's pain?
Satan's here. Darren, if you have seen Phantom of the Mall, Eric's Revenge, did Pauly Shore show...
X-ray punch!
...show his ass in the security camera footage when he was trying to distract the security guard? Because...
I showed my ass here.
Steve, I wouldn't. Because the version I saw on YouTube didn't show hardly anything, so...
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, Satan's pain.
Hey, X-ray.
X-ray punch.
Black belt Steve.
I recently found out that Bang Energy is making Bang Hard Seltzer.
But Steve didn't want to... spend like $16 on a pack of them.
I didn't then, but now I wish I had. I probably will next weekend because it's a holiday weekend, but we'll get back to that part of the story here in a second. But Beyond Terror, these punks, and it's got this ugly fucking chick. I'm sorry, chick, from fucking 80, 79.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Racist.
Dude, I gotta have creatine. I want to volumize my muscles. It's got, besides Satan's pain, it does not have creatine in it. It has super creatine.
Well, that would be even worse, wouldn't it?
It wrecks your fucking kidneys. It causes kidney failure.
It kills them on contact.
Kidney failure.
Although,
coming.
Although, I've drank plenty of Bang, so I hope I don't have kidney problems.
I rotate my energy drinks. I'm on C4s now, but I will go back to Bang, Bang.
C4s don't seem to hurt us as bad as some of those.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, they don't seem to hurt me. Like
I'll hurt you, but anyway. We'll get back to that later. Beyond Terror, let's go for this. I'm going to try to wrap this up. But anyway, this ugly chick is like, she's making out with this older guy, and then basically she robs him and kicks him, and then these other guys, and then she takes off with him. She's really disgusting looking. And then these other guys, Stir Echoes, that's pretty good, John. I always like to watch mediumly bad movies, but, you know. But anyway, they go in this cafe, and they somehow rob it. I think, I can't remember, but then they hook up with this couple, and then they somehow they must kill a few people, and then they run off with a couple. They go to this house with this old lady and a kid, and then they do all kinds of bad stuff and kill her, but she curses them, and then like the evil is out for to get them and shit. So it definitely looks good on the Cauldron Blu-ray. Versus the VHS copy I had earlier, but I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't who would care for these characters? No one cares about what they get. I guess you remind me of X-Ray Punch, man. Fuck yeah, California is awesome. Early got me this camera. That's a fun movie, even though it's, you know, about these crazy serial killers. But. With Brad Pitt and Juliet Lewis and David Duchovny.
David Duchovny a crazy guy?
No, it's Brad Pitt and Julia Lewis. Okay. Kind of. Him mainly, Brad Pitt. But yeah, it's okay, but I mean, I wouldn't say it's something that you would... If it sounds cool, then go ahead and check it out, but I wouldn't. I'm going to do one more and I'll let Dana talk. I watched Alucarda, which I think he did steal the picture. He chewed it up and spit it out. He's got all the good lines. To hurt him and the other guys. Thanks, Stream Elements. I think Wes put this up here. We appreciate all your support. Thanks. But Alucarda, if you haven't seen it, it's a great Mexican horror movie. It's only available on DVD as of yet, put out by Mondo Macabre many years ago, but it's still available. And it's a weird movie. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a weird movie, but I guess this girl's parents are dead or something. They take her to, like, kind of a convict. And it's a weird convict, too. How you say it?
Convent,
that's the word. White Claw takes away your syllables.
It kills some of your brain cells.
A few. Sometimes you need them dead. Yeah, I know, man. The nuns dressed up like zombies. Like mummies that are on the rag. Hey, Jason.
I don't know who that
is. Yeah, I'm not sure of that name, but, I mean, if you give me some titles, perhaps. I've watched a few older ones. Oh, X-Ray, yeah. Santa Sangre.
Loves that one.
No, I wouldn't say I loved it, but I really like it a lot. I haven't got the 4K. Hey, Real. It's the Real Fifth Biddle. But, yeah, Santa Sangre is good. I mean, it's the most art. Jaworski, I believe that's how you say it.
Jaworski, like
Poison of the for the Fairies. Mm. That doesn't sound familiar, Jason. For me, at least.
Maybe we need to try some of
that. I'll look into it. Yeah. Yes, I've seen that one, Jason.
Oh,
Jason.
I've heard of that one.
They even say that's the kind of inspiration a little bit for Suspiria. I like the original. Even the Wind is Afraid, and then they remade it, but I've got it, but I haven't ever seen the remake. I usually watch a lot of the older Mexican horror films, like the black and white ones, and the Santo ones.
Yeah, Steve likes Santo ones.
But Alucarda, there's a lot of bushage in it. Ooh, it's pink.
It's pink, guys. It's not red.
Well, thank you, X-Ray. I'm always looking. If I haven't mentioned this before, but I think I have, there's a really cool, there's a lot of good YouTube channels. One is called White Slaves of Chinatown, and I think a new channel is called Redux. And they show a lot of, they have a lot of Mexican horror on that and some other really weird stuff on there. So I would definitely check that out if you're in the mood to watch some weird films and unreleased stuff. But a la carte is kind of almost like vampires a little bit. They get kind of seduced by the devil. And they're by the end and they're like, Steve is Mexican? I am a Mexicant. That's for sure. I'm one of those light-skinned Mexicans.
Very light.
Oh, yeah, Fifth. Beetle. I did check out Kill List a long time ago. I need to check out, I think it's Ben Weasley that made that. He's got a new film out, or at least a recent film I haven't seen. But a la carte is fun. I don't want to, you know, the whole thing about this convent is crazy. It's like it's underground, and it's there's like all kinds of weirdness around it. So I would definitely, and the price of the DVD is surprisingly low. I don't think it's that expensive, so. It is full screen, which, you know, it is what it is, but I don't know if it was ever released widescreen. I would definitely say check it out. So, Dana, do you want to let you go in there?
Well, I'm not going to go into deep detail because a lot of the stuff that I've been watching is related to the streams that I'm going to do. But I did rewatch Silence of the Lambs. Am I talking over something you need to...
No, I was going to say...
But I
That's
did rewatch.
Cool thing, X-Ray. I can definitely see that they didn't want to piss off the Catholic. It doesn't look like any church that I would want to go to. The nuns dressing mummy wrappings. But go ahead, Dane.
Oh, but I hadn't seen Silence of the Lambs for a little while. I don't know what Steve's doing. He's distracting me. But there were some things that I had forgotten happened in Silence of the Lambs, like. I had forgotten the story about her telling why she ran away from the ranch after her dad died and she had to go live with her cousins on a ranch. I forgot that whole scene where she was talking to Hannibal Lecter about trying to save the lambs from being slaughtered. And I forgot something near the end, but I don't want to, like, if there's any of you guys in here right now that haven't seen Silence of the Lambs in a while, I don't want to, you know, spoil that for you, but it was something that I completely forgot about. Oh, okay. Did we ever watch any of that Clarice TV show? I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched the first episode, but I never really checked it out.
I sound like Clarice. Well, I think, was she from West Virginia or Virginia or something like that?
We haven't seen the new Candyman, but I've saw people say it was pretty good, but I'm not a big Candyman fan. I really didn't care for the original
Candyman.
But I've seen people say they liked it, so that's good. At least, I mean, I don't want any film to be shitty. So if they remade it, then maybe it'll be good.
I need to ask.
Dana sounds like Carice. That's what they were saying. I sound like her Hannibal.
That's kind of creepy.
Fava beans.
Anthony Hopkins is great in that role, though. Would you agree, though, that that's probably his most sadistic role?
Who?
Anthony Hopkins.
I guess. I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I think Hannibal, the film Hannibal, was more more sadistic than Silence of the Lambs because he was free and did all that shit.
Well, I just mean the role of Hannibal Lecter in any of the movies. Okay. And then I watched, I rewatched Popcorn with Jill Sholin. And I always have like popcorn. Popcorn is a Halloween type movie for me. I always like to watch it around Halloween or when it gets fall. I don't know why, but it just seems like a fall type movie to me. Kind of, I guess, like Prince of Darkness.
Prince of Darkness.
Steve's got his crystal skull, I guess.
Tastes like water.
Or yes, X-Ray. I have seen Magic with Anthony Hopkins, and I love that movie. He's excellent in that, too, at playing that schizophrenic character. And there are times in that movie where you're not sure if he's just crazy or that doll, that ventriloquist dummy is really alive. There's a few scenes in there that's kind of...
Yeah, I'm really hoping for the new Hellraiser movie. It's coming, they're remaking.
Well, who are they going to get to play Pinhead?
Actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a female.
A female?
Now, let me ask you. Pinhead is not really that guy's name in the film.
I forgot what the
Hell Priest. That's what they said his
name. Hell Priest.
That's what they said his name was.
Yeah, but he was a normal guy before he got turned.
Yeah, but the Cenobite's name is not. I mean, of course they never made this well known, so everybody called him Pinhead. But Hell Priest was the name.
That's interesting too. Let's see, I rewatched Popcorn.
Right. Well, that's cool, X-Ray. I mean, obviously, guess what? I didn't watch it. I didn't read it.
You didn't read the Hellbound Heart?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't read that one either. But
the one thing I read, I have a... right. Good one. I agree with that, Jason, but... hey, Stream Elliott's to say, hey guys, we appreciate all your support.
Stream Elements needs to shut up.
Yeah, man, they're getting they're pissing me off. I'm gonna fucking kill them.
Can we mute them?
Yeah, I need to mute them. But what was I gonna say?
You were talking about Hellraiser, I think. And Pinhead.
Oh, one of my favorite things was Nightbreed. And they had, in the comics, they had a crossover called Jihad. And it was a two-part Nightbreed story. Nightbreed versus Hellraiser. And, man, I really love that. And so that was, I remember getting that. And I do still have some of those original Hellraiser comics. Which were more like the short stories with Hellraiser involved. The Cenobites and stuff. But that was really cool to see the Nightbreed versus the Hellraiser and stuff.
That's interesting. But let's see, what else did I watch?
Before I continue, Dana.
Sorry. Well, people were asking.
I'm just saying continue.
And another one that a lot of you might... What?
Nothing, I'm just playing.
One that a lot of you probably haven't even watched because it's kind of a local
thing.
Horror movie that was filmed in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
No, don't even say that shit, Dana.
What? I'm covering it in my next live stream. And that's Haunted Ween. It was filmed on, some of it was filmed on the Western campus. And sadly, the director passed away here like in the last couple of years or so, and he was quite young, so he, you know, I think he might have been in his early 60s or something. But anyway, I'll talk more about Haunted Ween when I do
Blue
my
Phantom
life.
Love Haunted Breed and Hellraiser 1, 2, 3 1 1 2 3 Hell on Earth. Very good Nightbreed. Very good Hellraiser. CD man shot CDs out of his face. Very good.
Blue Phantom's gonna have a stroke.
This This is very hot mask! Ah! Oh, shit! The dogs!
He's got Darcy stirred up.
Fuck, that was hot.
And I rewatched The People Under the Stairs, which I haven't seen for years. And I really enjoyed rewatching that one. Wes Craven movie. Why is Steve talking Spanish Chinese accent?
Oops. Shit, fuck. I spilled my damn drink, guys. I have a drinking problem. I'm back to rehab.
Steve's got to get back on the wagon.
I think I got it off.
Well, I'm just...
I'll throw it on your desk.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
My brand new desk.
Your brand new desky.
Is that a Nigerian accent?
It could be any accent. I've not been to... I know this way shock a bunch of people, but I have not been officially trained in dialect. So, I'm sorry about that. That's on my agenda for 2034, so we'll see if we get there.
And X-Ray, I agree with you. People Under the Stairs was a banger.
There's one. I actually saw that at the theater. When did that come out? Like 88 or so? 89?
No. Like 91.
Oh, okay. There's one scene at the end where one of the people under the stairs... And it's like the wind's blowing through his very thin hair, long thin hair. And I always thought that was a fucking cool little shot.
Is it when they escape?
Yeah, yeah, at the very end. And of course, you got Foo.
And Roach.
Jay, 1972.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, they made a Dracula movie in it called Dracula AD 1972. Jay. Yeah. Well, except they were breaking in a house, but, you know, kind of.
And Ving Rhames is in it, too.
Ving fucking Rhames. I mean, come on. All right, let me do a few.
Okay.
We watched the Phenomenon. It's been a little bit, but we watched it.
Yep.
And
Steve's got it as phenomenal.
Does Roach do convention settings?
I think he's actually, Sean Whalen's going to be at some conventions coming up.
I'm glad you know, because I was like, we haven't talked about roaches. Do I like Tyson Fury the boxer? I'm not really into boxing or MMA or any of that anymore. I wasn't really into boxing at all. Well, I guess I should be Steve 69.
Of course, that sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah, it does. But it's true. I'm afraid every time I tell my thing to the pharmacist, they think I'm... Especially the Nigerian or the Muslim chicks, I'm afraid they're thinking I'm...
Coming on to them
or being rude or something. But what are you going to do?
Well, they know people were born in 1969.
You would hope. I'm not just saying 69, baby. I'm saying my rest of it. But anyway... So, Phenomenon, the Arrow Blu-ray looks phenomenal. Obviously, it's getting upscaled through the 4K player that we have, so it looks really amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if I would upgrade to a 4K. I would defer to Dana to buy that one if she wants it.
Oh, yeah. But, and speaking of that movie, I did get a record set, a double record set from Waxwork Records, which... I need to listen to, because I'm sure it's going to sound amazing.
Yeah, I actually have a CD somewhere of it. When I used to buy those, what is it, Cinevox? Something like that. Probably watch that one, the integrated one, or whatever the one is on the Blu-ray. I can't even remember, honestly.
The one that puts all the cuts?
As far as I know, I remember seeing some subtitled scenes.
The first time I saw Phenomena, I saw it under the Creepers title, which is okay, heavily canon.
Okay, Beetle, why are you asking if I'm from Kentucky? I am, but what?
We're both from Kentucky.
She's really from Kentucky. I'm
from Hancock County, and Steve's from Taylor County.
But I've, the international cut. I have a little accent, but, you know,
Steve's been city-fied too long.
And I've watched a lot of television, so I
So that makes you have less of an accent.
Yeah. I watch a lot of English TV, some all kinds of TV, so anyway. Yeah, Clock Tower. I think I might have tried to play that a long time ago, but I'm sure I did not do good. I hated back then, especially on the PS1, I'd buy fucking games, and then you get in there, and I'd get stuck, and that'd be the end of it. And I'm still that way now, a little bit. I haven't got a PS5 yet. I'm waiting for my tax returns and them to be easily... Oh, Pizzal mentioned me. Well, shit, Far. I am famous. Thank you, Pizzal.
I wonder if it was his new video.
I don't know. I'm a low-level motherfucker. But anyway, on Netflix, if you haven't seen it, it's a really cool like vampire film. It's basically Die Hard on a plane with a vampire called Blood Red Skies. I thought it was really cool, even though it's pretty long. It's like 2 hours. But definitely worth checking out.
Did you talk about Vicious Fun?
No, not yet. Well, Vicious Fun is on Shudder, and I really have not watched all of it, so I guess I shouldn't mention it. It's okay from what I saw, but I never really got to the end, so I can't... It's okay. It's about some kid that gets messed up with some serial killers having a meeting, like a group meeting. But watch Maniac Cop with Joe Bob from Joe Bob's Drive-In, or the last drive-in on Shudder. It's really good. Robert Long, KY, Jelly, in the house. I don't know why they call it KY Jelly unless it's made here. Unless it means something.
That probably stands for something.
Yeah. Kinky you. The Wraith, I think I spoke with this, but in brief, it's if you haven't got that Blu-ray, it's super cheap, but it looks really good and it sounds great. The soundtrack is amazing. I've listened to that soundtrack for 20, 30 years on cassette and MP3. Hey, guys.
Oh,
Steve
God.
Loves KY. Well, you have to ask Dana if it works for her.
I don't think we've ever used it.
I don't know, but...
I haven't heard anything.
I ain't heard anything, Darren.
Not even from Darcy.
I'm surprised he didn't do anything for Summer, you know what I'm saying? Because he usually does a thing for Summer, but I guess he's going to these conventions, and he was doing some shit for a drive-in up in Pennsylvania.
Him and Darcy and Felissa Rose are at Crypticon.
Yeah, so they're doing the world tour. Ooh, well, this is going to be a hard one for me to say. Tupelo...
Mississippi.
Perdizano Mortillo. It's some kind of Italian
What's
film.
What's that mean in English?
I don't know. From what I remember, it was supposed to be kind of a giallo movie, but this chick is kind of into rough sex and weird sex. She goes to this sex club, and then all the people that she's screwing around with get killed. And stuff. It was made in the last 20 years or so. I mean, it's probably 2005 or so. It was all right, but, you know, all these Italian chicks, especially in these movies, have really hard implant-looking tits. So it's a weird... They're, like, way over here. Oh. There you go, Bubby.
Well, Darren's familiar with it.
Of course he is. He's a connoisseur. So also the next one is the Suicide Squad that came out recently, the new Suicide Squad. I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people were... I love the way that these websites talk about it. They'll talk about it and they'll give a bunch of good reviews or just reviews of it. And then they'll say why, and then after maybe it didn't make enough money because maybe the pandemic. And then they'll go, 5 reasons why Suicide Squad failed and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Well, the guys I work with in IT at the library, were most of them were saying it was too over the top for them.
I love the style of James Gunn. I thought it was fun. And I really enjoyed it. I mean,
one of the guys I work with didn't like how they portrayed Harley Quinn in the movie.
Well,
because they made her too much of a badass, I guess, knowing how to use guns. And
yeah, I mean, I don't really go by much of the critic reviews. If I see universal shit, they say it's shitty altogether, I might be a little...
Steve, are you going to watch Matrix 4?
You know I'm going to see Matrix 4. Because Matrix 3 sucked. I saw that in the theater, man. I was really upset because it's like, you know, they did say back then, I mean, the internet was a little bit different. I think it was like 2003. And they were saying, man, this only like 10% of this movie takes place in the Matrix. The rest of it's in the real world.
I think I remember you telling me you didn't like that one. Oh, Fanatic with John Travolta. That was a weird movie.
X-Ray, that... John Travolta should have won an Oscar for that film.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
I've never seen John Travolta play a character like that.
Didn't Fred Durst direct that? Or am I crazy? Matrix 1 is a classic. They should have stopped at that one. The second one is really good as well, but it was, you know... Well, we'll see, John. I mean, I've read something things about it. Yeah, Fred, he did direct it. A sequel would be awesome with his little moped or whatever the fuck
Brilliantly
that was.
Brilliantly bad. That's
yeah,
that's good.
It was pretty. It was bad.
Darren hit the nail on the head there.
He hit the head on the nail.
Okay.
Witch Story, which was a, I think it was released.
An official sequel to Superstition.
Superstition 2, which we watched, and it was, maybe you have a better memory than me, but it was really good.
It was good, but I like Superstition better.
I mean, it kind of came off at the beginning like a ghost house, right?
Yeah, kind of. Superstition, though, was a movie that I watched before me and Steve were even dating. We were still friends, and I was...
Friends with benefits.
Stop that. And I was visiting Steve, and Steve fell asleep. He turned this movie on. Steve's notorious for falling asleep.
I played it cool.
No, you fell asleep on the couch, and I was in the recliner.
Well, anyway.
But I just went on and watched the movie.
Oh, yeah, man. It's like, what is it? Fucking Death Rider in the... The House of Death or House of Love or something. House of Vampires.
Oh, gosh. Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, he actually acted in this one. So it's going to be spectacular.
Darren, I love Superstition, too. I thought that was an amazing movie the first time I saw it. And then I had to go buy the...
Superstition!
I had to go buy the DVD or... I don't know.
Writing on the wall! Yeah.
Portion of my...
Yeah, we need all the bands making movies. We need Buckethead making a movie.
Megadeth.
Dave Mustaine makes a horror movie, yeah. But anyway, see here. I think I mentioned this as well, but on Netflix, another film called Classic Horror Story, which is interesting because it's an Italian film. And the dub version is really, really good for the crazy weirdness of the dub. And somehow this chick, I think she might be pregnant. I'm not remembering, possibly.
Ooh, there you go. I do have Superstition on Blu-ray. I highly recommend this.
But she's... There's some thing. It's almost like a ride-along where, or a... it's almost like you're sharing. It's like an Uber with a bunch of dudes and people. And they were like riding this van somewhere across country. Ooh, interesting. Is that one about a witch? Superstition or...
Superstition is because the witch that they burn at the stake at the beginning puts a curse on this...
Witch. But,
town or whatever.
But Classic Horror Story where they break down, obviously... They have to break down. And they find this house, and there's some weird, weird shit in the house. And then they kind of see some other stuff. I don't want to give too much away, but it's pretty... If you have Netflix, I would definitely suggest giving it a watch. It's pretty interesting.
I'm going to have pretty to fun. Go back.
You have to go back?
No, I'm going to have go back and watch Superstition and Final Exam, because Darren just said there's a scene in Superstition where a couple gets killed in the car, and Final Exam has the exact same scene.
Okay. Thanks. Well, thank you for that, okay?
Okay.
Listen. All right.
You got sweaty.
I know I'm burning up. My head's like, I feel tingling.
Okay.
I had much
of that hard seltzer.
No, it's something. I don't know what it is. I shaved my head, so it's probably sweat burning. But anyway, Mondo Macabre. I had this DVD for at least 15 years or so before
you
I
never
actually
watched it.
No. It's called Mansion of Madness. And it's a very strange film where this guy comes to this nut house, and he doesn't know, but the nuts have taken over the asylum and stuff, and it's very weird and very, I don't know. It just takes forever to get to the point. But, I mean, it's definitely got a lot of cool stuff.
We need to watch what
X-Ray Eyes of Fire. On. You know, I've been seeing that X-Ray. I know Severin's releasing it separately from this big box set. I actually have a VHS of that, Dana. How much money can I get out of that?
I don't know.
Wow. Thank you for that detailed answer.
Ask somebody like Louis Justin.
Louis Duffin, baby. But yeah, I need to definitely watch that. I think I might have a rip of it. But yeah, I got that VHS back in the early days when I was really getting it. Yes, Jay, it does.
The C4, actually, in the White Claw.
Two White Claws.
Steve loses his mind. Yeah, he had to go to the gas station and get him another one. He got me a slushy.
Blood Orange, man. That's my flavor of White Claw. That's the only one I find that I like that they sell separately out of this $16 case.
Steve mixed his White Viagra. Claw Monster.
Sir,
Steve has Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Thank you, Dana, for announcing that to everybody. Well, I just want a hard one, you know? Every once in a while, you just want a super hard rod. Like Robert De Niro said in Cape Fear, it's like a steel rod with wings. And that's what I want. Okay.
A steel rod with wings.
Mansion of Madness, it's okay. It's very wild. And it seems like it's filmed in English, which is an interesting thing for I believe a Mexican film. But anyway, here goes to the good stuff, right, guys? This is the obscure stuff that you will never hear about anywhere else. This is I don't even know what country this is from. It's called... Oh, actually, I think it's Brazil or Argentina.
Is this the one where they...
Well, it's...
kept raping people?
Yes. It's called Abusers of Virgin Girls.
Well, and must have been guys, too, because...
no, they didn't screw any guys.
Oh, well, what movie was the one where they...
That was the... I didn't even list that one. Thank you for reminding me that one.
Okay.
Remind me that in a second, and I'll mention it.
Okay. That movie is crazy.
But anyway, this one is a weird... I just watched it because I want to see... I have a folder called Exploitation, and this was in there. It's like, dude, this sounds cool-ish. And... They got these, even though they're supposed to be rich guys, I really don't know how rich that means in Brazil and Argentina, but these guys, there's like three guys and a one dude. Yes, that's the title. Abusers of Virgin Girls. And basically they have some stooges that kidnap girls and they rape them, these older guys rape them, and then they kill them and get rid of them. And, oh, man, there's so many old asses I saw in this from these old men
like
doing,
hairy old
you know,
asses.
Doing the hump on the chicks.
Yeah.
And they do the hump where it goes circular instead of, like, up and down. They do the grind.
See, do you have to be so descriptive?
Well, I'm just trying to warn everybody. But, anyway, it is horrible. But... The hero of the film, his woman and his his best friend, her brother, get killed, and he goes out to get him. All he does is get captured. And then they're going to kill him with the new batch of chicks. So.
Coffin Joe.
You would think, but no, it's. Let me see if I can look this up. Yeah, this. Dana was not buying this. Let me see if I can find this.
What, the abuser of virgin girls?
Yeah.
I don't really remember it.
Well, fuck. Am I not spelling it right?
That looks right. Maybe they took it off there.
I doubt it.
Or maybe you got the title wrong.
I probably got the title wrong. Let's just do Virgin Girls.
There's Rape of Virgin Girls that came up.
That's it right there, I think. Maybe?
Is it Triple X ratings?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
it says this version. Brazil.
This version might be. Let me see. Fuck it. I don't know. But anyway. I can't find it.
Were there stabbings, drownings, and broken bottle slashings in this bisexual roughie?
No.
Okay, that must be.
There's
totally
no bisexualism. Well, anyway.
It's too obscure.
Yeah, it's very obscure, so.
Dana had White Claw and.
Blue Steve.
Then he went to abuse her of virgin girls.
Hey, guys, we appreciate all your support. Yeah, I mean, it's very obscure, trust me.
Steve watches some very obscure stuff sometimes.
Okay, I think I talked about this, but I'm going to go over it briefly, and then I'll give it back to Dana for a little bit. About the boy behind the door, which is on Shudder.
And well, that is a good movie. I like that one.
Two boys, they both get kidnapped. One gets locked in the trunk, and one gets drugged in his house. And chained up, and the boy breaks out of the trunk and kind of breaks in the house and finds what, you know, kind of sneaks around and shit. And basically, you learn the kid chained up is gonna be trafficked as so. Yeah, I think Stream Elements may have had a few more extra White Claws, but. It's a pretty good suspenseful movie and stuff. And also, speaking of, excuse me.
Goodness.
Also, speaking of Shudder, sounds like a Victor Salvo movie. Well, luckily, there was no homoerotic kid bathing scenes or anything like that.
Young boy shower scene.
There's another movie on Shudder I watched. I heard some things about called Candasia. It's a French film about these three girls, and they learn about this Moroccan legend about Candasia, who they can summon, who will get revenge for against men or something. And one of the girls, her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, beats her ass. Man, I mean, weird. I don't know. Wow, Scott Skiner's here, dudes. WCW former world champion.
You have the best horror show on the internet.
Thank you. Thank you, Big Bad Booty Daddy. Candasia? I didn't spell it right anyway. It's like. But
Steve's got it as K-A-N-D-A-S-I-A, but I don't know if that's
Candasia. I'm sorry, I can't spell. I was a victim of Kentucky education in the 70s and 80s. Thanks, man. Oh, he's talking about Scott Stein.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about you, Steve.
Sorry, man.
Have you been lifting tree stumps?
I've been lifting tree limbs about this thick. Anyway, I'll give it back to Dana Lynn.
Well, I realized there were
a
couple more that I rewatched recently.
Speak right in the side of that mic, Dana.
Huh? Okay.
That's not good, Dana.
No, sorry.
That's not good.
Sorry, I was just being silly. But I did rewatch Freddy's Dead, which I can hear the groans now because there's probably a lot of people that don't like Freddy's Dead.
Kandasia definitely works as a nail, as a manicurist.
But
I think his Shoney's closed in Georgia, by the way. I'm not sure though.
I'm probably going to bring this up when I do my live stream on these 1991 horror movies. But I think I have a particular fondness for Freddy's Dead because it was the actually the one and only 3D movie that I got to see in the actual like red and blue glasses 3D phase. And I was so disappointed when it was only the end part that was actually in 3D and not the entire movie. But I think that's why I've got a particular fondness for Freddy's Dead. Not that it's a particularly a good movie, because it's not. It's just fun. And let's see. I watched... there's actually two Campfire Tales movies in the 90s. One in 91 and one in 97. And actually the one in 97 is better. But I still like the one from 91, which has Gunnar Hansen in it, telling these boys that are having a camp out some scary stories. So that's the one I'll be covering this coming Monday. I was trying to think if there was... Yeah, the rest of these I have not rewatched, but... I will just tell you guys real quick in case you're planning on coming to my Monday live stream. I will be covering Omen 4, All-American Murder, which you've heard me and Steve talk about on here. Cthulhu Mansion.
Cthulhu for you.
Sometimes They Come Back.
Sometimes.
Stephen King adaptation.
Sometimes They Come Back again.
And sometimes They come back for more. Dolly Dearest and The Unborn will be some of the others I'll be talking about.
Unborn. Brandon Lee.
Brandon's coming back.
Frank. Yep. Frank.
I begged my sister to take me to see that movie. She took me to see Beauty and the Beast instead. Oh, that's sad. Darren says, I will have to give Freddy's Dead another watch. Can't remember nothing about it.
I can remember the shitty 3D effects in 2D. I can remember that.
Well, it is pretty shitty if it's in 2D. But
right. Are you good, yeah, or you need to go more?
No, I think I said...
You said your piece?
Yeah.
All right. So, as I look at our thing here, I got two movies. I got the new Blu-ray from MV. Oh, sorry. Let me do this again. MVD. One Dark Night, Dana. We watched this last night.
With Meg Tilly.
Meg Tilly, Adam West.
And directed by Tom McLaughlin.
So, this movie's really cool. I mean, I know it's super low budget, but it I just like it. And I like I love those... there's this guy who's into the occult who dies, and he finds like six women's bodies in his room with him. He's an old guy, and they bury him and shit.
Raymar.
And then they use this thing, like, I call it Tesla, but it's like these electric sparks park out of his eyes of the corpse. And I really like, and it's got some really creepy stuff with like the some dead bodies just like floating or dragging across the ground going towards people, and they just like, they don't really do anything other than like fall. They fall on you and like they fucking bum rush you, and you get a big fucking med of them. Yeah, absolutely.
I love Meg Tilly too.
I was wondering why they just didn't call this motherfucker like Mausoleum. Because it was before Mausoleum, at least a year or so. Hey, duh! Hey,
the poet!
2K!
I bet the poet will be in my Monday live stream. He usually is.
Absolutely, it was a PG movie. Even though it had a little side boobage. And some of the stuff was weird. I mean, I won't call it graphic stuff, but there was some, like, at the end where the body, a body was getting kind of, shit was like getting bubbled up on the face and burn off and stuff. It wasn't super graphic, but you would think that would, back then it would get somebody's, spur and they would make it rated R or something. But, yeah, it was a decent little film. Now, the Blu-ray itself, the quality of it, I wouldn't say it's like top-tier Blu-ray. But, you know, it's not like some restoration from, like, Vinegar Syndrome or Severin. But it was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you could have some great titties in there. Like, is it Pretty in Pink? Or what was that movie they had titties?
Just one of the guys.
Well, just one of the guys. But there was also...
I don't think Pretty
no,
in Pink.
No, 16 had... Candles. There's a she was in a shower and they show boobs.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There was that shower scene where they said those can't be real or some, or she can't be our age or something like that. Yeah, I've forgotten about that.
There's some good old days back in boobs. Yeah, yeah. 13, man. 13, Dana.
Yep.
That's the average age of a soldier in Vietnam was 13.
Steve.
Anyway.
What, the Vietnamese soldiers?
And this Blu-ray has the same features as the DVDs, at least it seems, where they have the work print and stuff like that. But anyway, I enjoyed it because I hadn't seen it in a super long time. But again, like I say, I wouldn't be expecting like a super duper thing about the... About the quality. Again, there's restorations have been really, really out there with some crazy low budget movies. Yeah, I'm getting flashbacks. I'm getting hot flashes and flashbacks. The last film that I have is Cannibal Girls, which
and you got to talk about that other movie. And you didn't talk about the Friday 13th.
Well,
movie.
Okay, the last Friday the 13th, we watched Friday the 13th Part 7, which is...
the introduction of Kane Hodder as Jason.
Kane Hodder! Oh, yeah, the other one, too. But Kane Hodder! This is one I actually saw at the theater. I came back from the Army on a vacation or whatever the fuck, leave, and then we went and saw this at the theater, and it was a fun time. Blood and Lace, yeah, Darren. That's a weird one.
Have I watched that one?
I don't know. But
I need to watch that if I haven't.
That hammer scene definitely reminds me of Argento for some reason. But none of the rest of the film does. But yeah, it's a weird... but I like that movie a lot. But definitely sadistic kind of movie.
But there's Blood and Lace and then there's Blood and Black Lace. Right. Which is two different films.
But Jason gets, you know, obviously this is the one where he meets the girl with Carrie powers. And
yeah, they actually call it Carrie versus Jason.
It's a very, very cool entry. So, but anyway.
And Lar Park Lincoln, who goes up against Jason in this one, also went up against Freddy in the Freddy's Nightmare television series.
And there's also like a, it hasn't come out yet, but there's a fan film where she's in it, and it's kind of a continuation of Part 7. It hasn't came out yet. And then I did watch the Jason Rising, which is cool.
How was that? I didn't watch it.
I would say it's okay. Obviously, it doesn't come out of the fan film thing, but it's pretty good. And then there's also, spoiler, Adrian King's in it playing Alice, which is kind of cool. But what was I saying? Cannibal Girls.
Cannibal Girls! With Eugene freaking Levy.
Eugene Levy is looking like a motherfucking crazy Canadian Jew fro. You can't even tell, man.
And Steve's not trying to offend any Jewish people.
Yeah, I'm sure Jewish people are listening to this. But, yeah, AG. So it's got Andrea Martin and Eugene Levy as a couple. And then so, you know, got the SCTV connection, which is. Mm-hmm. And then this Cannibal Girl stuff. It's really fucking crazy.
I agree with Darren on that.
I like Jason X a little bit because it's just a fun, goofy movie. But, you know.
I hate Jason X.
But, yeah, Cannibal Girls is funny. It's got a lot of comedic stuff in it. And it does have a little bit of gore in it, but really weird gore. Is.
And the guy that's got all the Campbell women looks strangely like Daniel Bryant, I think.
But, I mean, it definitely, if you hadn't seen it, it's fucking funny to watch because all the stupidness in it. But, you know, it's because you see that trailer a lot, the Cannibal Girls trailer. And basically they show you a lot of the there's a story within the movie that they tell about the Cannibal Girls, and that takes about 15 or so minutes up of the movie, but they you know, it's not just one of those things.
Jason X is what you get when you let Canadians make.
And I think a Kentuckian wrote it. What's his name? Farmer.
Like Todd Farmer.
Todd Farmer, or somebody wrote it, or
I don't
know. You should never let somebody from Kentucky make a Friday the 13th movie, because you're going to get Jason X. Hey, Scott. Danalicious is in the house.
Nah.
Come on. Turn your back. Take off your shirt and show them the back side boob.
I don't want to make people sick, Steve.
No. You got to do hey, guys. We appreciate all your support.
You got to say, hey, guys, like Cartman.
Hey, guys. We appreciate all your support. Hey, also, tiers start at just $1, deadpitonpatreon.com for all your Patreon news.
I think I went to see that one at the movies, Darren.
The Twin Cinema. Is it a national treasure? Dana.
I wish. But
you're going to the pawn shop tomorrow. I want to trade you in.
But I'm in the same boat as Darren. I wanted to love it.
You better not be in a boat with Darren.
I'm talking about Jason X, though.
Jason X.
I wanted to love it, but I can't. Even though Kane Hodder plays Jason in it, I just
can't. Kane Hodder! All right, so we'll go. I did watch it one movie because guess what? I had a White Claw watching this film, and it was so inspiring, I went and got another one. It's called Hard Bodies from 1984. And guess who we saw in there, Dana?
Kane Hodder! We were sitting there saying, that looks like Kane Hodder.
That looked like Kane Hodder with a fro. And it was Kane Hodder with a fro.
Yeah, but he's only at the beginning and the end.
Well, yeah, near the end. And, oh my God, Snoop, don't do it! I like Freddie Urson Jason, even though I know it's bad.
They freaking have a rave in that.
I know, but fuck, it was like 2003. What the fuck? You can't judge that fucking 16, 17 years later, 18 years later.
Yeah, but they should have made it sooner. They shouldn't have waited till 2003.
Yes, Scott, I did see Jason Rising. I liked it. It's better than some of the others. I mean, I don't know if it was better than Hike Alone, but it was pretty good. They definitely got what's her face back. So, Dookie X-Ray. I like the very end when they played that one song. I used to have it on my workout tape. Yeah, Darren, go ahead and check it out, man. And then there's that one, I forgot what it was called. Do you remember the one that was called the one with
Laura Park Lincoln?
Yeah, I don't remember, but
something Blood Rose.
Yeah, Blood Rose. Like that. But again, that's not coming out apparently till like next year for some reason. Maybe there's another Friday the 13th in like February or something. So that's what I think they said they were going to come out. There's one called Friday the 13th Vengeance with Darcy from the last movie.
Oh, that's the one she's in.
Drive-In. So, I mean, you can check that out. But it's like almost a full feature length, like 80 minutes. Yeah, that's another one I saw about Fanboy 13. So, this boy is walking back and forth. He's pacing like a mug.
I hope he don't poop.
But Hardbody's really delivered on the boobs.
Yeah, Steve was like yelling at the screen after he.
My hands are so, look at my hands; they're red from clapping.
No, he was yelling things at the TV.
I was verbally expressing my joy of teen sex comedies from '84.
Greg Kramer.
Gret Kramer looks like one of the Van Pattens that I was telling Dana.
Steve swears up and down he's a relative of the Van Pattens. He's either
Debbie Sue Voorhees directed it. You're right, X-Ray. You cannot beat that shit with a stick. Also, there's a Blu-ray coming of this one movie that I would have never thought that would come to Blu-ray called Invisible Maniac.
Oh, and God, that's coming to Blu-ray?
That's what I saw somewhere. It's coming out. It's going to... And because I've seen that a few times a long time ago. But, man, that's going to be a weird... I can't wait to see that in cleaned up transfer of all the craziness. But, yeah, it was a... I can't believe... If I had seen this movie, I must have forgot the entire premise and everything. But I thought about watching was Beach Balls. That would have been a better movie to watch.
You could watch Screwballs.
Well, but Beach Balls has some really super hot chicks in it.
You know how you said you can't beat 80s boobage with a stick? Well, you could, but I wouldn't recommend it. Some chicks might get mad if you beat their boobage with a stick.
How about if I beat it with a dick? See, I'll beat their boobage with a dick.
Dirty.
I saw Invisible.
Oh, Darren's got it on DVD-R.
You're a lucky man. You could pause that shit without the noise of a VCR. Because I'm sure I rented that shit on VHS. I probably had a VHS.
I think that's the one I remember seeing the VHS in my video rental days.
Blue Balls. Yeah, I hate Blue Balls, man. I've only had Blue Balls once or twice in my life, and man, those suckers hurt really bad.
Feels Steve, like told me one time I gave them to him.
Oh. But yeah, man, it feels like you got kicked in the balls, like not really hard, but you got tapped in the nuts and they kind of ache. But luckily, like I said, that only happened a few times. But, you know. You take a cold shower, you get over it.
It fixes it. I'm not a guy, so I don't know.
I don't remember, but yeah, I guess. So, I guess, if Dana wants to continue, you can continue. If not, we're good to go.
Oh, Kenny O'Brien's in the house now.
Oh, my goodness. Private Resort, I think I remember that. God damn it. I was watching something. You... There could be a complete fucking channel of nothing but sex comedies from the 80s, even U.S.
They should put only that U.S. on Pluto or something.
Yeah, the Pluto channel.
Well, I was going to say if somebody has a question or a comment,
Drake or Kristen's comments.
Yeah,
toagainst@gmail.com.
No, I won't answer them here. Goodness, Brandon. But if nobody has any questions or comments, then...
Oh, I've been wanting to watch those.
Yeah, we never have watched those.
The Lemon Popsicle.
Wasn't that what The Last American Virgin was supposed to be based on?
That's what they say. And they're all Israeli movies, so I don't know. Some of them are... I don't know 100% if they were all dubbed or some of them were in English, but I think some of them were in Hebrew.
Dang, this C4 ain't doing nothing to make me not tired.
Well, they're fun.
Well, we like fun.
Hey, who don't like fun? Not nobody here. Everybody here likes
Brandon, fun. Do you like fun?
Do you like fun, bub?
He says he don't.
I love
Hebrew National Franks.
I'm kosher all the fucking way, man. No way. I have to have kosher salt, kosher pepper.
We don't have kosher.
Kosher pepper. Paprika, kosher
pickles,
rosemary. What the fuck?
What was that?
Who the fuck was that?
Was that Darcy?
We got a ghost up in this bitch.
It sounded like somebody growling, but I don't...
Private Popsicle is hysterical. Dana's a popsicle expert as of late, right, Dana? You like popsicles?
Yeah, the frozen popsicles.
Frozen ones? I like melted ones. What about you?
Those Mighty Pops or whatever.
Melted popsicles. The pros and cons. Discuss. Your thoughts.
I can't discuss that, Steve.
You're a ham, boy.
X-ray says we got a poltergeist in that room.
Oh, shit. There's a dog here. Maybe we got a rave going on the ceiling, Dana.
Steve's going to go dancing on the ceiling.
Like Lionel Richie?
Was it Lionel Richie that sang that?
Oh, what a feeling. Dancing on the ceiling. Hey.
Or dancing with myself. Dancing in the dark.
Hey, guys, we appreciate all your support. I'm going to fuck up this arm on this
You
mic.
Don't want to tear your microphone up.
I'll just take yours.
Mine's pink.
No, the mic arm, it's black, just like this.
What? If you tear it up, you're just screwed.
Your thoughts.
My thoughts on you breaking the arm of your microphone and stealing mine. I don't like it.
Okay. Very well. Now, I think everybody, I pre-ordered the Scream Steelbook, even though I think it comes out later in October. I'm pretty sure they will probably release a box set of those at some point in 4K, but honestly, at this point, I'm pretty sure that that's all. Like, the first one is the best, obviously, but part two is really good as well. Three, no. Four, I like more than I do three, and then the new one, I'm not sure, obviously, because it's not been out yet. I'm getting ready to dance up in this bitch, because that light up there is going crazy. What do you think?
It looks like it's psychedelic.
Your thoughts.
It's psychedelic. I don't know what Steve's doing now. You going to make it do different things?
I'm going to calm it the fuck down.
The sequels were all trash. Anyone looking forward to Scream 5? Not really, the poet.
I am. I'm for it.
I kind of like X-Ray. After probably part two, they were pretty much went downhill from there. As long as they don't bring back Stu and Billy, there's no way Stu survived that TV to the head, LOL.
Probably true, but Candyman on the big screen, I think Justin Ryan, one of Dana's Fantasy File guys, saw it and he liked it.
Steve.
I mean, I did watch the Scream.
Why are all the male actors gay? I didn't like the Scream TV show, to be honest.
I liked it enough. Then they made that screen. The season three was like a standalone thing, and it was all right. But again, anytime MTV makes something, it's probably going to suck.
Yeah, now
if
MTV.
Well, they don't. Back then, they didn't make TV shows, so it wasn't a big deal. But it was all right.
MTV did things like Teen Mom stuff. It's like, how can you respect them to make a good show when they make stuff like that? You don't. Steve, did you zone out?
I'm back.
Okay. First two seasons of Scream was all right.
The third season had that one goth chick that was super fucking hot. I will give it that.
I don't know what it is about goth chicks, and Steve thinks they're hot. Didn't you think that one on Blair Witch 2 was hot? Wasn't she a goth chick?
I'm like fucking King Cobra JFS. I like goth chicks.
Does he like goth chicks?
Yeah.
He makes Harry Potter wands. Customized Harry Potter wands.
He does.
Steve worked out today, so.
He did, Dana. He did work out. He did a few exercises. Your thoughts?
Darcy's wanting on the live stream. She wants to say hello. And yes, Darcy is named after Joe Bob's mail girl, Darcy.
Oh, yeah. The girl in Melinda Clark, I believe, in Living Dead, Return of Living Dead 3. Very nice.
I've heard you talk about her.
Yeah.
Look at Darcy. She's got her paw on the microphone. Do you want to say something, Darcy?
Team director. Yeah. Me and Jay Real are going to have a match at SummerSlam. I'm getting ready. I got a train. I guess this is a good time to mention that we're going to go to Nashville next weekend. So probably won't be doing anything on Saturday. But there's a possibility maybe do something like a watch-along on Friday night. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see. I'll pick something less obscure, obviously. So we don't... Ooh!
Darcy gets kind of growly sometimes.
Or maybe we could watch something off that White Slaves of Chinatown show. Well, if we're going for ripped, yeah. If we're going for muscles, we're going with me, okay? If we're going for, like, bulk, I'm going for Bulk Benningfield. We're going to go for me, okay?
Bulk Benningfield.
Let's be
honest.
That's
going to be your new name, Bulk Benningfield.
That was a name I came up with.
Just off the cuff here.
Kunta Kinte!
Oh, gosh, Steve.
Only old people know what that is about.
People that watch Roots.
But, so again, we're going to be gone next Saturday. Probably won't be back by 6 or so. So, she got it back up on your back.
Yeah, she likes to lay there.
So, but again, we'll probably... Like I say, I took off Friday, so we got a long weekend.
I did too.
So we got, so we might do something, some kind of watch along.
If they don't kill me when I go to the dentist for dental work, we're going to go away for the weekend.
Hey, I only laughed when Susie Duncan spit in that old lady's tea or something. Or was it the other way around? The old black lady spit in her tea for Sandy Duncan.
We have 5 dogs, John.
5 times. Hey, he might be able to, because we walked a lot today. We went to the mall and walked around. I got
Oh, please, Steve. You
tired.
Didn't want to stay there very
I didn't.
Long. Steve, you're like, can we go now? Can we go now?
I was tired.
But he did get me a ramen noodle bowl with chopsticks, and I tried it out today.
Who's best? Who's the great guy?
Steve is great. We were gonna get some cereal, but it was like $12.99 at FYE.
They had Tiger King cereal.
And Good Guy cereal.
What films are you gonna watch? Well, I did get the 4K of Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong. I've seen it in the past, but I got the 4K because it went down to $20, so I'll probably watch that.
Steve likes to ride around in those old lady rascal scooters. No, Steve actually wants to ride the little
animal,
things for the kids.
But I eat way too much, so
we
I can't do
it. We almost got run over by one of those today.
We watched the kid. They had two kids, and one was in front, and the little girl behind him run right into the other animal and like a bump. Probably got some whiplash out of it. But I don't know what I'm going to watch tonight, unfortunately, because I'll probably watch something fun. I don't know yet. I don't know, Dana.
I don't know. The Collector 3. Do people even know what that franchise is anymore? Probably not.
No. I mean, it seemed... I can't even remember if they had a trailer for that, the third one. But, I mean, I'll be interested in seeing it because I did see the other two actually in the theater. So
I
thought
seems like I saw the first one.
Yeah. So I'll be interested in seeing it, but I mean, no, nobody's going to know what the fuck that is. That's why they don't really include the, they don't do the numbering anymore.
It's like when I was...
So most people won't know it's a sequel if they actually go see it.
It's kind of like when I was standing in line to see the horrible Nightmare on Elm Street remake, and this young chick with her boyfriend, he was sitting there explaining the original Nightmare on Elm Street to her, and she didn't know nothing about it, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
No, I don't think it'll do well. They should just sell that to a streaming service, let's be honest. Very unlikely that that's going to be like a big moneymaker. What about this young girl, Dana, you were talking about earlier?
Young girl?
The scene in the Friday 13th remake. Can you give us some descriptions?
No, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Can you give us cup
Steve,
size?
Steve, I'm a straight woman. I didn't care anything about
it.
You
feel
cup
mine?
Size.
What cup size am I?
You don't have a cup size. Because you have a manly chest.
Hey, guys, we appreciate your support.
How many times does that come up?
I'm going to tell Wes that shit needs to be cut the fuck out.
That's annoying.
It is annoying. Like you on Sunday morning. So you want to take over?
Ow! Well, I didn't know if anybody wanted to ask me anything or discuss anything.
Well,
if they do, I will.
If you do, we will. And if I don't, I won't. So as for the audio version, I'm going to go ahead and cut it off. And we'll be back later. So that's the audio version. Now Dana takes over the entire show.
Because Steve wants to go away.
That's right. Steve wants to go in yonder.
And rest. Steve's been white clawed, so.
I've been clawed to death.
He's going to have a big slash across his face. He's going to look like that guy on Creepshow when he got attacked by Fluffy and the Creep.
20 people, Dana.
That's awesome. They'll probably all go away.
20 people, including the bots that I bought.
Did you really buy
any
bots?
No, I ain't got no money for that.
How much does it cost to buy bots?
I don't know. But.
Well.
Welcome to the Dana Show.
Yeah. Come on, Darcy. Yeah. We're going to scoot over.
I'm a butt.
Your butt.
I didn't even have the fan blowing on us.
Well, that was probably why I was hot. But if anybody has anything they'd like to ask me or comment on regarding my streams, any ideas for future streams, as a reminder, I'm currently in the middle of the 1990s horror retrospective by popular demand. The people that are usually in my live streams every time kind of push for me to do that. Not as many favorite films in the 90s as the 80s, but, you know, I still have, you know, several that I could talk about. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about Haunted Ween, because I didn't really, when Steve was talking about stuff, I didn't want to excuse me, I didn't want to overshadow him. But now that fan is blowing all the stuff everywhere, so. Okay. Oh, let me move that over. Has anybody seen Haunted Ween, or am I the only one in the universe that has seen that movie? Like I said, this movie was one that I happened upon in my video rental days, and it's pretty much, you know, a localized type movie because it was filmed in Kentucky, in Warren County and Simpson County, I think, which is just outside of Warren County. Oh, I'm assuming this is Wes is in here. So you actually grabbed Haunted Ween DVD out of the bureau last night. So odd, LOL. Scott, you don't think you've seen it? Haunted Ween sounds like a Disney Channel original. Yeah, X-Ray, but that couldn't be further from the truth because this is, it's low budget, obviously. But the director and pretty much all the cast and crew were alumni of Western Kentucky University, which is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And that's where they filmed, like I said, they filmed it in Warren County, a lot of it, which is where Bowling Green, the city of Bowling Green is. And just outside Warren County in Simpson County, I think, the Berber House, which you wouldn't know what I'm talking about unless you've seen this movie or heard me discuss it in depth, but I believe the Berber House stuff was filmed in nearby Simpson County. But yeah, it's a pretty good little film, and I like it because it's funny because every time I watch it, usually I do screenshots and especially the parts that were filmed on the Western campus, because there are a few, I think, exterior shots specifically that were filmed on the Western campus. And then there was an actual fraternity house at Western that has since burned down, I think, but they filmed in an actual fraternity house. Darren, you get it mixed up with Pledge Night for some reason. Yeah, Scott, a lot of people know, that's their introduction to Bowling Green is from John Carpenter. But I don't think John Carpenter ever filmed anything in Bowling Green, but he did grow up in Bowling Green. And he uses... You know, anybody that's familiar with the area will be familiar with some of the town names and stuff that are used in the Halloween movies. And, but I think, like, Haddonfield's not a Kentucky thing. I think that's, maybe New Jersey or something like that. I think it's probably where Deborah Hill grew up, who used to be John Carpenter's girlfriend at the time that they filmed Halloween, and she was also a producer on the Halloween movie. So, but there's kind of some similarities with Pledge Night, and then the further you go into Haunted Ween, it kind of veers off into a different territory. Yeah, Haddonfield was actually set in Illinois, but a lot of the other towns that they mention are Kentucky towns, and I'm sure that John Carpenter pulled those, because of growing up in Bowling Green. But I think actual Haddonfield is like New Jersey or something, where Deborah Hill grew up. Yeah, Scott, I do believe you can watch it on YouTube. I actually have the DVD that I got from the director, Doug Robertson. But like I said a little bit earlier, he passed away suddenly, I believe, and that they did not disclose what the cause of death was. So I don't know if he had cancer or was sick with some other kind of disease. But I think he may have been either in his late 50s or early 60s. So he was kind of young to be dying. And so I'm not even sure if you can pick up Haunted Ween on DVD from the website anymore, because I think Doug Robertson was pretty much doing all of the shipping of that stuff out when people ordered it.
Doug Robertson, right?
Yes.
Who?
Doug Robertson.
Who's that?
He's the director of Haunted Ween, but he passed away in like the last couple of years or so.
Hey, speaking of Freddy, there's on that channel, White Slaves of Chinatown, there's a Mexican ripoff of Freddy Krueger. It's from 1990. I can't pronounce the name, but I think I'm going to watch that and see what kind of bullshit it's about, Damon.
Okay. Steve's making fun of me again. His breath smells like white coal. Did I get the Rice Over Blood, Blu-ray? No, Darren, I did not, and I'm glad that I listened to Steve on this in that case, and Steve told me, yeah, I don't think you should get that, because it turned out to be a big screw-up, didn't it, pretty much, Steve?
It was a horse shit. Shut
people,
your mouth.
Some people I don't think got what they paid for, and it wasn't as good quality as they said it was going to be, and all kinds of different things.
It was basically a wider screen VHS rip.
Yeah. They couldn't afford makeup effects for the Mexican version of Freddy, so they just set a guy on fire. Yeah, $50 for a bootleg. And then I think there was one version that was $100 at one time, and like you were supposed to get an autograph from Billy Eye or something. But yeah, that is one case where I am really glad I listened to Steve on that and did not get that, because it would have been a complete waste of money. Even though I think the Sebastians, who pretty much produce this movie and stuff, they give money to a Greyhound rescue or something like that, and I think the money supposedly for these Blu-rays was supposed to go to help that rescue. Now, I don't know if it ever actually did or not, or if that's some kind of scam or what, but anyways, people that did get it didn't get what they paid for, which is unfortunate, that some people exist in this world only to rip other people off. So, yeah. And that's what I have to say about that Rocktober Blood Blu-ray. And actually, I was thinking seriously about buying it till Steve talked me out of it, and I'm thankful that he did. Yeah, Darren, they probably are worth money now. Unfortunately, that's what happens if something either gets pulled early. Like, I think Blood Harvest, when it came out on DVD initially, I want to say that got pulled for some reason. I don't know if it's copyright issues or what, but I was able to get a DVD before they yanked them off of the site for sale. I bet it's a front operation by Tony Moran. Speaking of Tony Moran, he did, I think he canceled Scarefest, so he won't be at Scarefest. So if anybody was planning on seeing Tony Moran at Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, you're not going to get to see him. Yeah, well, Halloween is kind of the same way, because you can clearly see palm trees in Halloween if you're really looking, and mountains and you know, all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't normally see in Illinois, even. So And Darren, you mentioned Trick or Treats. I actually like that movie, even though it's kind of really not a good movie. There's just some kind of crazy, wacky charm that it's got that I enjoy. And I actually had the Blood Harvest Blu-ray, too, as well, Darren. And I'm glad I got it before it went out of print. Yeah, Tony Moran might want to go into hiding. Some of the comments he's made, I think he's pissed some people off. He thinks people are a bunch of idiots. Scott, you've seen a lot of the Halloween locations over in Pasadena. The Hedge is still up. That's pretty cool. I think, actually, Sean Clark did a Horrors Hallowed Grounds for, I think he did for Halloween and Halloween 2 and Halloween 3 as well. So, and those are always pretty interesting, especially the Halloween 3 one where they were looking at locations and he had Tommy Lee Wallace with him and some drunk guys came out of, some of them were giving them hell because they said they were from Hollywood and stuff. I don't know. And the outtakes for that are even crazier for anybody that's seen that on the Halloween 3 Blu-ray. My dog Brandon is still pacing back and forth. It's going to be time for his medication here soon. Poor Brandon. He has to take medication so he will sleep through the night. Otherwise, he keeps me and Steve up all night long barking. Don't you, Brandon? But, yeah, I could talk about Halloween, stuff like that. But you guys that are able to come to my live stream on Monday, which is what, you know, barring something happening, then I plan on doing one Monday evening. And barring that they don't kill me when I go to have dental work on Tuesday, I will be back the following Monday with another live stream. Oh, cool, Scott. You've been to the bar from Halloween 3? That's awesome. That was another place that Sean Clark went to. Does anybody else have any other things they want to, you know, ask me about or comment on, suggestions, anything like that? Because I'm probably going to, you know, I don't want to keep you guys in here with me rambling on about nonsense. Because I start to ramble after a while. I'm starting to do it right now. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to keep people in the chat past their bedtime or anything. And, you know, you guys might want to go watch movies instead of listening to me blab for an hour or whatever. What are you doing, Brandon? But I'll give it a little bit and see if anybody puts anything in the chat. I mean, feel free to put, you know, whatever questions or anything you have in the chat. But, like I said, I'll probably have Steve cut this off here in just a little bit. Because Steve's probably going to want to eat pizza, and I don't know if he's going to heat it up himself or he wants me to heat it up. You know, I'm his wife. I got to take care of the man. What have I been reading lately? Oh, to tell you the honest truth, Darren, I have not had much time to read, especially since I've been doing more of these live streams. I want to get back to my Stephen King books, you know, because I've got a few Stephen King books that I haven't had time to finish yet. The If It Bleeds is one of the newer ones. I want to start soon reading that shot on video book, Analog Nightmares, that I have, because, like I told y'all before, I want to do, eventually do a live stream on shot on video horror from like the 80s and 90s. So I really want to get to that. And I have some books that I borrowed from the library, that I've been trying to read on and off. And this is going to sound like a mix and match of types of books, but they were just kind of interesting to me at the time that I checked them out. One is on Brad Davis. I don't know if many of you know who Brad Davis is, but he was on Midnight Express. He was the main guy on there. And he was the love interest in Sybil, the original Sybil movie. And he was on other stuff too. Sadly, he died of AIDS many years ago, actually. So his wife wrote a book about their life together and his career and all that, and that's a pretty interesting book. And then I don't know how many of you have heard of the McMartin preschool trials, where, I don't know how really I feel about that. The people that wrote the book on this obviously were on the side of the McMartins. I don't know. There was a movie made called Do You Know the Muffin Man, which was kind of based on the McMartin preschool trials. And I don't know if I believe all the devil worshiping stuff, but you're talking about little kids. I mean, little kids. Some of them were really little kids. And so, you know, there was evidence of sexual abuse on these kids, and that was what I was really concerned about. It wasn't really so much the satanic stuff, because, you know, the kids might have been confused about that. But when kids have actual physical abuse of being molested or raped or whatever you want to call it, I think people need to take it more seriously, because evidently these kids weren't showing these signs or physical signs till they were at this preschool. And I'm not saying all the people at the preschool did this, but I just don't think that the people that possibly did these things to these kids got punished. And that makes me really angry. I don't think Steve really believes that those kids were molested at the preschool. But anyway, I've got I think it's called The Abuse of Innocence or something like that. That book is. And then the other one is about the real Sybil. Only, I'm not sure how I feel about this book either, because the lady that wrote this book is convinced and claims she has proof that the real Sybil, who Sybil's not her real name, it was actually Shirley Mason was her real name, but the author of this book is convinced that Shirley Mason made up all the personalities, and that her psychiatrist encouraged this just so they could have a book and a movie out. So that's kind of the stuff that I've been reading on and off. But Darren, you say, I want to get Games of Terror by Vera Dyka, but the book's 150 pounds on eBay. Dang, that's expensive. Jay, you say, more nonsense, please. Well, you know, I kind of hit a side trip when Darren started talking about books that I was reading. Sometimes I read an eclectic, you know, I might be reading two or three books at one time, like I am with the Brad Davis book, the book on the McMartin preschool trial, the book on Shirley Mason or Sybil. And actually, Shirley Mason was, I believe she was an art, she taught art at, I don't know if it was UK or what, I can't remember exactly, but I think when she died, she was living in Lexington, Kentucky, I believe. I believe that's where she died, and that seems interesting to me. Have you got any Troy Howarth books? Oh, gosh, that name sounds familiar. Do you have any titles, Darren? Because it could be possible that I've got some or Steve may have some. Because, like I said, that name sounds really familiar. And actually, too, I've been going back, like, when I don't have as much time to sit down and read a book, I've got a subscription to Audible right now, so I'm trying to get a lot of the Stephen King books on Audible so that I can listen to them in audio format, and I'm even getting some of his older stuff just because sometimes I like to go back and just listen to somebody read those books to me. Darren, it could be possible that Steve may have a Dario Argento one. I can almost guarantee we don't have the Alice Sweet Alice one. And probably not the Carpenter one. But I'm going to have to look into his stuff because I may want to... I definitely would want to get the one on Carpenter if it wasn't too awfully expensive. I'm actually trying to get stuff together to Fulci and Bava. It could be possible Steve might have a Fulci one too. Okay, if he's done some Blu-ray commentary, I may have heard some of his commentary. They're awesome, fairly cheap. Okay, well, that's good. Jay, Satan Panic in the 1980s was pretty interesting. Yep. I think Steve's got some, like, really old videos on the Satanic Panic stuff. It's so crazy to watch that stuff sometimes and see what people got all stirred up over, like, music and all kinds of things. They were singing Satan everywhere pretty much during that time period. But what I was going to say is I've been trying to put together stuff for my Halloween costume. I finally decided what I wanted to be for Halloween. No, I don't go out trick-or-treating, but I dress up for the kids that come around to get, and I hand out candy. And it's just fun to dress up. But I've decided I'm going to be Marcy from Friday the 13th, the one that gets the axe in her face. And I'm actually going to get a foam rubber axe and attach it some way to my face and the fake blood and everything. I'm really excited about putting that costume together. I thought briefly about being Darcy, Jelbar Briggs' mail girl, but I'm not well endowed enough, I don't think, to play her. So, and not pretty enough either. So, I'll leave that to somebody else to do that. So, Darren, the old docs on The Exorcist are worth watching. People went nuts when that came out. Oh, I can almost guarantee I watched those. And Jason, you said nobody comes around where you live because it's too rural. Well, when I still live with my parents, and Halloween has always been, to me, people say it's Dana's Christmas when Halloween comes around. And, you know, people might think it's blasphemous that I say Halloween is a more popular holiday for me than Christmas. It's just because it gives me a chance to be so creative. I decorate my yard. I come up with my costume. I get to hand out candy and toys to the kids that come by. But when I lived with my parents, they pretty much lived out in the sticks. And so we hardly had any trick-or-treaters. And then when our community back in Hancock County started doing the Trail of Treats, the churches around in the community started doing the trunk-or-treats, that kind of nixed trick-or-treating where you go house to house anyway. So that was sad. Jason, you say Halloween is better than Christmas. I mean, you get gifts and everything for Christmas, and it's Jesus' birthday and everything, and I guess technically that should be people's favorite holiday. But there's just something I like about Halloween, and I don't feel like Halloween's a devilish holiday or anything like that, like some people do. I remember back when I worked at my old job in Hancock County, kids would come into the library around Halloween time, and I would always ask the kids what they were going to be for Halloween. And I remember I was working at our branch library one time, and a little boy came in, and I asked him, "Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?" It was just natural for me to ask that. And he looked just as serious as a heart attack. He said, "I don't get to celebrate Halloween at my house. I can't dress up." You know, it's like, okay. So I didn't go any further with that line of questioning. So, unfortunately, still yet, I believe, and probably even more so now, people put bad connotations on Halloween. And I just think it's ridiculous, you know. I don't know why people want to do that. Why they deem it necessary to demonize a innocent holiday. Halloween's only what you make of it. If you want to make it a devilish holiday, then it'll be a devilish holiday to you. But to me, it's just a fun time to be creative and dress up and hand out candy and all that. So I will get off my soapbox now about Halloween. I guess if nobody else has anything else for me, I'm going to have Steve come in here and cut this off. And I thank everybody for sticking around and hanging out with me for a little bit. I hope to see some of you guys in my live stream Monday. It'll probably be anywhere from 6 to 6:30. Hopefully not later than 6:15. And I'm going to be covering my favorite horror films of 1991. So we don't have that many, just a handful to go over. So I don't think I'm going to be going on 3 or 4 hours with this. I say probably not. It's not my plan. So again, I thank you guys for hanging out with me for a bit. I've enjoyed talking to you guys, and I will either see many of you in my Monday live stream, or I'll see you when I dovetail on Steve's program again. But like Steve says, we probably won't, we'll be out of town on this next Saturday, so we will not be doing this, so... I think Steve said we would maybe do something on Friday, or he would do something on Friday. But anyway, I'm going to give a holler at Steve real quick. Steve, can you come back here and cut things off? Because I think I'm through. Not yet. I thought I'd let you do it. Good night, Darren, and bye, Jason.
Thanks for everybody coming up. Put some done on the Dead Pit Facebook page for next weekend. So, Peace out.
Thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon. DeadPit on Patreon.com is the only place to check out a complete archive of the old Dead Pit radio shows all the way back from 2005 on, in addition to the midweek shows and fan commentaries, exclusive podcasts, and much more. DeadPit on Patreon.com if you're interested. Tiers started on $1. Thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon. DeadPit on Patreon.com.